Reforming America's Marijuana Prohibition Laws takes education, lobbying, and voting. From Washington, D.C. to your state capitol to your city hall, marijuana law reform involves all levels of civic life. Learn how you can make your impact with elected officials as we take a look at our government at work.
Welcome, everyone. For our government at work today, we go all the way up to the 49th state in the Union, Alaska, where State Representative Kathy Tilton is waiting to speak to us on the phone. And thank you for holding, Representative Tilton. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Russ. Thanks for having me today.
It was great to meet you up at the Northwest Cannabis Classic in Anchorage. It was my first time in Alaska, and what a wonderful state. What great people. Thank you so much for having this and for legalizing marijuana.
Well, thank you for coming to Alaska. It is a beautiful state, and, you know, the voters, that's what the voters voted for here in Alaska, so it is something new that we're dealing with for the first time, but as the chair of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, which takes in things that happen all across our state, it's my responsibility to look at the laws that go into the books and make sure that there are things that keep our community safe and what the voters voted for.
Excellent. And you're representing the area around Wasilla, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I represent a little bit of Anchorage, the Iklutna, Peters Creek, the Butte, and Fairview Lutheran in the Matsu Valley, which incidentally did vote against the initiative, but overall the state did vote for it.
Can you confirm for us, for once and for all, is Russia visible from your house?
Well, technically, no, it's not visible from my house.
Okay. I wanted to talk seriously, though, about some of the concerns coming up in Alaska. The most recent news that I had delivered here on the show had to do with a proposal, and I think this was just in Anchorage, not statewide, but something that was about open containers, saying that marijuana would have to be transported in the trunk. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, well, that is something that is with the Anchorage Assembly, and I believe it's something that just came forth at the last Assembly meeting. So I don't have a whole lot of information about that at this point.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was state level or Anchorage level, but okay.
It's on a local level.
Okay. So in moving forward to implement, here in Oregon, we just had a very contentious legislative session where there was a lot of haggling over how to implement our state initiative, Measure 91. What's been the political tenor of implementing your legalization up there in Alaska? What are some of the roadblocks or stumbling blocks that you're having to fight through to get this implemented?
Sure. Thanks for asking. That is that is something that, as back again, the Community and Regional Affairs, we went and did something a little bit different than we normally do with legislation, and we asked all of the different community leaders what they would need for their communities, and we worked together with them and the Marijuana Policy Project and ourselves and the attorneys, and we came together. We took all that information and brought it all together, looked for some reoccurring themes of things that maybe weren't quite spelled out in the initiative, because Alaska is, as you know, unique and different. So the initiative writers, there were maybe a few things that they didn't think about when they were putting that initiative together, and those are the things that we asked the different community leaders, what is it that we can do to help with that? So in that process, we put together a bill. It's actually HB 75, and incidentally, that bill is exactly what the Marijuana Policy Board is the Marijuana Control Board that has just met for the first time. The things that are in HB 75 are almost identical and exactly to what they were looking for. So the bill made it through the process to the Senate, over to the Senate, to the floor, where it did end up in a tie. And so it is back in the Rules Committee right now, kind of working with the people in the Senate to, we were kind of looking to see, well, what do we need in regulation and what do we need to go ahead and put in statute? So, but back again, like I said, incidentally, everything that the Marijuana Control Board has said that they are asking the legislature for not everything, but most of the things were in HB 35.
What are some of the concerns that this bill is addressing?
Well, some of the major concerns that they're addressing have to do with a bright line to the amount of plants that would be, in someone's house. So where does it go from personal use to commercial use?
Gotcha.
So that's a big question. You know, how many plants can someone have in their house at one time before it's considered a commercial operation? That was one of the really big things that it addressed. Another thing that it addressed, which wasn't addressed in any of the other bills, either we did have a regulatory bill and a crime bill, which haven't made it through the system as of yet, was marijuana clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new thing here in Alaska. And it's, so what it did was it defined what a marijuana club would be and gave some guidelines and sidebars for that.
That's wonderful news, because the latest news this week in the Pacific Northwest is the Washington State Legislature making it a felony to operate any sort of marijuana consumption club. It sounds to me like you guys are taking the right approach and understanding that if we're going to treat marijuana like alcohol, you got to give people somewhere to gather and use it. What would be some of the restrictions on these clubs?
The definition of the club was just in the bill, just defines the club. And it really, I didn't have all of the regulatory restrictions. That would be something that the Marijuana Control Board would have to come up with.
Okay.
But it would allow the municipalities to have the option to allow them in their communities or not.
Okay. So a local option to allow them, and then it'll be up to MCB to decide, you know, what exactly they are, time use, zoning, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Okay. Just giving that definition so that the local communities have that option to decide if that's something that they wanted in their community or not.
All right. We're speaking with Alaska State Representative Kathy Tilton, representing the Wasilla and Matsu Valley areas. And another consideration that's unique to Alaska, not necessarily, it's also a consideration for Hawaii eventually, and that is you got a bunch of islands and very remote areas that are only accessible by plane or by boat, both of which are covered by federal transportation regulations. What's the state doing to address those residents of these very rural locations and their need to be able to transport marijuana?
At this point, that is something that I did not cover in the bill that we had out of Community and Regional Affairs. I think that it's something that we'll look at more as we work on the regulatory bill that we're working on in conjunction with the Marijuana Control Board. One of the things that we did address was the ability to, a local control to opt to be able to opt. We didn't opt out.
I see.
To be able to opt out.
Okay.
So the established villages would have the opportunity to opt out of the commercial marijuana business.
And wasn't this something, if I remember, I was reading another piece in ADN, I think it was, that talked about how the original measure that you guys passed defined the opt-out abilities of a city or an incorporated area, but it left out these unincorporated villages and townships that Alaska kind of has out there. Is that what you're talking about?
That is what I'm talking about, and yes, they were completely left out of the initiative. And back again, with Alaska being so unique and so vast, it was something maybe the initiative sponsors didn't consider.
And that, I think that speaks to, Representative Tilton, that speaks to having locals involved in the drafting process of this stuff, because, we've got national players like Marijuana Policy Project and Drug Policy Alliance that have these kind of boilerplate language that they bring to state, but, what works in Massachusetts may not work in Alaska, as we've found. So in our legislative session here in Oregon, our legislature did a whole bunch of wholesale changes to what we voted on. Maybe the most, the two biggest outcomes were changing our tax structure from a point of harvest per ounce tax to a point of sale excise tax. And then also granting extreme opt-out provision, local control rights to the Eastern Oregon counties that voted against our measure. Are there any major changes to, you know, the structure of the legalization the people of Alaska passed that the legislature has on tap that are proposing for the future?
At this particular point, I think that what we looked at was back again the Marijuana Control Board to look at the regulations and make recommendations. I know that when we worked on HB 75, we did work closely with Marijuana Policy Project. We did work closely with the communities. We worked closely with the attorneys, and we did try to stay within as close to the wording of the intent of the initiative as was possible. Mm. Even to the point that I believe the Marijuana Policy Project, you know, was happy with the outcome of HB 75.
So. Excellent. Now, Representative Tilton,
they probably wouldn't go on. They probably wouldn't go on record and say that completely, but
Sure.
Oh, I guess. Excuse me, my staff. So they did go on record and say that they were happy with that, and we tried to work very closely within the guidelines of the initiative and what the initiative spoke to.
All right. Is there any projections or timelines on when I might be able to fly into Anchorage, walk into a store, and buy some legal cannabis?
I believe the timeline is going to be somewhere around next April or May before the commercialization will be available,
yeah.
Where you'll be able to walk into the store and do that.
Well, that's good news. It sounds like you're going to beat Oregon to the punch. Our projections here are like late summer of 2016, even though we recently mm-hmm. passed a bill that's going to allow a temporary reprieve, let us buy at the medical marijuana dispensaries. And speaking of medical, is there any changes to your Alaska's medical program coming due to legalization?
Not at this point that I'm aware of, but I'm sure that there will be a lot of consideration given to that medical marijuana and looking at the laws on the books for that. The one thing I do want to back up just a little bit and
sure.
point out is that there are some people who are jumping the gun here in Alaska and kind of starting their establishments before they should.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to caution on that, because that doesn't help anybody when you do that. So
there you go. Yeah, let's now that we've got legalization, let's follow these laws and make it better, not just for the people of Alaska, but in other states as they start to look to legalization, that they can see that it's done responsibly and that people will follow the rules. State Representative Kathy Tilton, thank you for joining us on the show. Any last words you want to get out?
No, I just thank you for having me on your show.
All right, thank you. And we'll see you in Anchorage next year. I can almost guarantee it. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Ada Gonzalez from G Pharma Labs. He's got some tips for starting your cannabis business, even in Alaska. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the